Lovelies, today we are following up on our last episode, Let's Show Up. In that episode, we had a really great discussion about showing up, about putting in the effort and trying, and I shared with you the story of my 9-year-old twins. Today, we're going to follow up with them directly, and this is very special. I haven't done this before. I'm going to introduce you to my children. Going to interview them one at a time and see what kind of different perspective we get from each of them. So my first very special introduction is my daughter. Can you say hello?
Hi.
Can you do your impersonation of mommy?
Hello, lovelies. And today, welcome back to our last episode. Today we are talking about stuff.
Okay, so this is my lovely. So, Phoenix, I'm going to ask you some questions related to what I talked to my community about last week. And the first question I want to ask you is, do you think you get special treatment because you're my daughter or because I'm your mother?
No, I do not.
Okay. You don't have to move the microphone. Okay. I'm glad to hear that. Do you think that you have to work harder because you're my child or less hard? Or do you think it makes any difference at all?
I think I have to work like the rest of the kids in my class because I try.
Because you try? Yeah, you do try. So
very hard.
Right. Well, and you do participate in a lot more things than most of your friends do. What's your motivation for completing a project or for entering a contest in the first place?
What's my what?
Your motivation. What makes you want to do it? Why do you do it? Why do you show up and participate?
Sometimes you ask me to, but it's also because I like to join in art projects.
Okay.
And I really like doing the art.
So I do tell you about the things going on. Do you feel like you have to do them because of me, or you're just glad that I reminded you they exist?
Sometimes you say, do you want to win?
Okay.
It sort of sounds like it's in a mean way.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, like you're forcing me to.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. So why do you think, what do you think my motivation is when I sound that way? What is that?
You just want me to win.
You think that's what it is?
That's that, so I can have fun. Or like I can try my best.
Okay. Well, I'm glad this came up because that's not at all what my motivation is. I remember the specific conversation that you're talking about, and it was about you following the rules for the art contest so that you had any chance, right? Mm-hmm. And when you've been in art contests and you haven't won, were you sad?
No, I was just glad I participated.
Oh, you really think that's true? I've never seen you be sad or cry because you didn't win ever. Has that never happened? Oh, why don't you tell the listeners the truth?
I sort of get upset.
Okay. And it's okay to get upset, right?
Yeah.
And I do remember saying, do you want to win? But it wasn't the way that you took it. And I'm sorry that you felt that way.
Okay.
So here's what else I want to know. Well, that's good. So when you enter a contest, are you afraid of the criticism that you might get? You know, when you do a project, specifically since you're my artist. when you do a contest that's art specifically,
and
you get some criticism, like what I gave you that day when I said there are rules for the contest you have to follow.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
Sometimes I want to go outside of the rules.
That's fair.
Like, I want to make a huge painting or picture and, like, or, like, I want to express myself.
That's cool. Is it good to be able to express yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think that when you have to fall within the rules, it's a reason to not participate? Or what do you think about that?
I still like to participate. Okay. But, wait, what was the question?
Well, let me say it a little different. Do you think that your thinking, I was being focused on winning, was really just because you didn't want to follow the rules? No, that's okay. I want you to entertain that idea. Beloved, this is the way I talk to my clients sometimes. I want you to let it roll around in your head and think for just a minute. Does it sound like my mom to be focused only on winning? Or, no. It doesn't sound like me, does it? Thank you for acknowledging that. Or, is it more likely that I was frustrated that I couldn't do my project the way I wanted?
Maybe that.
It's important to be able to think about those things, right?
Right.
Okay, so here's what I want to ask you. Do you think everybody should get a trophy? Do you think like everybody that enters the contest should win a prize, or do you think there should be winners?
There should be winners.
I agree with that. You know, I mean,
just getting medals and trophies for participating, then everyone will participate and say that they're a winner.
That's true.
They have to work to be a winner.
Oh, that leads me to my next question. What would you tell our listeners about doing your best and showing up? What do you want them to know?
Try your hardest and you will succeed. You don't need to participate just to win. You can also participate to have fun.
Yeah.
Or like express yourself in a way.
I like that. So do you think when somebody's frustrated that they're not successful, do you think it's, whose fault is that? Is it their fault? What do you tell the person who showed up and they still didn't succeed?
I would say, good job for participating. Sorry that you didn't win. There's always next year.
Well, that's wonderful if you're just supporting a friend. But if you're trying, if somebody came to you and they were so upset and they said, I entered and I still didn't win, what would you say?
You need to try, not participate.
Oh, what's the difference?
Trying can let you succeed.
Okay.
Participating is just dot on your paper. There, I participated.
Okay, so is there a difference between being in the contest and doing your best?
I don't know.
Like if you participate, if you were, let's go back to you saying, all I was worried about was you winning. If you didn't follow the rules, would that be trying or would that just be participating?
Participating.
Yeah, I think so. It's okay. You don't have to know what to say. Okay. So,
why?
What would you say to anybody? Like, I know that
anybody?
You were, no, well, yes, anybody. No, if we were in, back, let's back up to when I was in your classroom the other day. Something
okay.
I talked about in my podcast episode.
Let's back up.
And, yes, she's reversing time right now, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Phoenix. Let's go back to when I was in your class, and I addressed those people who thought you and your brother only win because I'm your mom. And I talked to them about showing up. If you had been the one talking to them, or if you could go back in time and zip my mouth and you say the words, what would you have said? Would you have said something different?
I think I would have said the same thing.
The same thing? Can you tell the audience what I said in your own words?
Just because I'm their mommy doesn't mean that they win because I'm their mom.
Well, okay, there's
so
that.
You need to participate and try your best for you to win,
okay.
If you want to. I think that's what you said. That's the gist. It's been a while. It's been a while, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, it's been a while.
Yes.
Okay, so why do you think some people don't show up and don't participate?
Because they don't want to win or try their best.
Do you think they could be?
Yeah.
Do you think they could be afraid?
Yeah, I was sort of a little freaked out. Everyone was looking at me when I went up to the stage. I was like,
oh, so the attention made you a little bit nervous?
Yes.
Do you think that might be a reason why some people don't try in the first place?
I don't know. Maybe they just don't want to.
Fair enough. All right, I'm done with you. Is there anything else you'd like to say? Well, that was interesting. So now I'm here with my second interview. This is my 9-year-old son. Fox, say hi.
Hi.
So Folks, just like I did with Phoenix, I know you weren't in here because I want your own answers. I'm going to ask you some questions related to the podcast I did last week.
Okay.
That is all about participating, showing up and being a part of things. I shared with everyone that you guys won the invention convention and how proud I am and some of the reactions of your friends and things like that. So the first thing I want to ask you is, do you think you get special treatment because I'm your mom or you're my son?
No.
No? I don't think so either.
Nuh-uh.
No. Do you think you have to try harder because you're my kid? Or does it make you any different than anybody else?
It doesn't make me any different.
No. I don't think so either.
I have the same odds as every kid that every kid that's in my class has.
That's true. You do have the exact same odds they have. That's very true. So when you participate in something, what is your motivation? What makes you want to do that? What makes you want to show up and be a part of it?
Because you get to win stuff.
So it's about winning?
I do it for people to, like, sort of know me in this particular area of things.
That's interesting. I find that very interesting. How do you benefit from people knowing you in that particular part of life?
It's fun when someone, like, just walks past you and says, "Hey, what's up?"
Okay, that's fair.
From the invention convention.
Oh, okay. So when they recognize that you got to get up in front of the school or your name was on the announcements, that feels good?
Yes.
That recognition? And that's fair. And I think that's what some people get jealous of. They get jealous of your recognition. But what do you have to do to be recognized?
Try.
Really? Yeah. Try.
And show up and sign up for stuff.
Excellent. Excellent. So when somebody is not wanting to show up, what do you think keeps them from doing that?
They either don't like the subject or they don't like, they're jealous.
So you think people don't show up because they're jealous? Do you think they're afraid?
Yeah.
What do you think they're afraid of?
That they'll get beat.
Oh, well, that's good.
That they put all this hard work into something and then they get beat.
Okay, so you know that you could get beat. How do you overcome that fear and show up anyway?
If I lose, at least I'll get second place.
Okay, but what if you got no place? You know that's possible.
So be it.
So be it. What does that mean, so be it? If you were trying to explain to somebody, how can they just say, so be it? Just go in, do their best, and so be it. How do you get somebody to understand that? Because I have listeners who want to be able to think that way.
By so be it, I mean, like, who cares if you lose? Who cares if you win?
Okay.
It's if you show up.
Okay. So one of the things that Phoenix and I talked about, or tried to talk about, was the difference between participating and really trying, really showing up. There are people who enter, but maybe they don't follow the rules, they don't do their best, and then there's people who really go for it. What do you think is the difference between those two kinds of people?
The people who cheat are either jealous of what the other person gets or does. There's really nothing special that we get to do except to, like, win a ribbon or a medal or something for doing it. Like, why would someone just want to show up and cheat to beat someone if all they get is a little respect and a ribbon and a medal?
Okay, well, you just brought up something different than I was asking, but I think it's important. You brought up cheating. Now, I actually talk a lot to my clients about people who, I guess, cheat. Maybe pretend to be more experienced than they are, or to have qualifications or experience that they don't have. Is Is that what you mean when people are pretending, or do you mean something else?
I mean, like, when you said, like, they don't follow the rules, cheating.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense why you went there. What I was thinking of referring to was, do you remember the conversation Phoenix and I had that day about the size of her art project?
Yeah.
That following the rules is what I meant, right? So, like, when you did Invention Convention, if you had failed to do the poster that went with it, it wouldn't have mattered how good your invention was, right?
Yeah.
And we saw some projects at the Invention Convention that were not high quality, right? The person just put together something sloppy.
Yeah.
Do you believe that that person did their best?
No.
I mean, I do think there was one that we saw that she probably did do her best. She was a little girl, right? She was a tiny thing.
Wait, was it Dragontastic?
I don't know. Let's not point out specific things.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So here's my next question. Do you think everybody should get a trophy? You think everybody that participates should get honored in some way?
Yes.
You do? Okay. And why?
Because even if they fail, you give them a second place medal. That gives them it gives them faith in next time. Like,
faith in it?
Like, and they want to get more better.
So you think that giving that added reward is motivation? It makes them want to try harder?
Yes.
Okay. So what about the person who doesn't do their best? They just barely show up. They just put in their entry. And then they get rewarded for something that's not their best. Do you think that we could be sending them the wrong message? Or do you think that it's still motivating to them?
Like, if they thought they were going to be the best one there, and they just put sloppy little holes in a box, like one giant hole in a box, and just threw it out there, and they lost, that would make them go like, oh damn, there's harder competition.
Right, but if we gave them a medal for that anyway, would that be a good thing?
No.
No? There's no wrong answer.
I don't know.
I actually like what you said about that it could motivate them to want to do even better. I like that, too.
So the people who actually try, it motivates them, but the people who get a medal, like, if they're 5th place, 10th place, it makes them, like, it gives them a little thing if they tried the slightest bit as much as they could, and then they got 10th place, they still get a trophy or a ribbon, and that makes them feel happy or motivated to do better.
Okay, that's fair. It's very interesting. You and Phoenix have different views on that, and I know a lot of people do. This is a subject of great debate amongst parents and educators, too. So here's my next question. What would you say to anyone who thinks it's unfair that you and or your sister win a lot of things?
What do you mean by that?
I mean, you had a friend. It was you, actually. It was one of your friends who said, you guys only win because Miss Jennifer's your mom. If you were going to address that, what would you say to your friend?
Like, back to them, or?
What would you say to help him understand what's true?
I try.
You know what? That's short and sweet and kind of perfect. I like it. So why do you think that some people just don't show up, that some people don't try?
Because they don't like losing. They either, they might think it's lame.
Lame with quotes, finger quotes. Yeah.
Or they're scared to lose.
You know, I talk to a lot of people. You know this. You've met many of them. I talk to a lot of adults who have big dreams and things they want to accomplish, but they just don't try. And if you get to the bottom of it, they're usually afraid that they'll try and they'll fail. If you were me and you were talking to any one of these lovelies whose ears are hearing us now, and you knew that they had a dream, but they hadn't even tried yet, what would you say to them to hopefully motivate them to go out and show up?
If you try, that gives you a little bit of respect.
But if you don't try, and, or, like, you get this, like, even if you lose, you still get respect because you tried.
I like that. I think that's true. You know, one of the things I tell people is that they have to look down to the future, you know, look 5 years in the future, 10 years in the future, and what would be more embarrassing? Would it be more embarrassing to say you lost or to say you never tried? What do you think?
Never tried.
Yeah. So when we have dreams, when we have desires, it's best to at least do what?
Try.
Try. What I call show up, right? Fox, thank you. Is there anything else you'd like to say to all these lovely people listening to your voice today?
Tell any of your friends that don't listen to my mama that they need to start listening to my mama.
Wonderful. I love it. Thank you, Fox. Okay, so now it's my turn. Last week, right after I recorded the episode, Let's Show Up, I did go visit the twins' class. It was Halloween, and I go every year on Halloween, and I read to the class, and I do a fun activity, and I read to the class fairly often. In fact, I'm going again in a couple weeks. These kids know me really well. They're fourth graders. I've been doing this since kindergarten. They all know me. They like me. I'm so grateful. And not the least, most important part of that is my teaching experience, my ability to talk to them about things. My probably favorite interaction with them was during Latino Heritage Month. I went and I read a book about Cesar Chavez, and we had this unbelievable conversation about the different types of equality and things like that. Anyway, I digress. So I went, and I, before I even did anything fun, gave them what I would call a pep talk. I completely called them out on what they had said to the twins about they just win because I'm their mom. And I shared with them that the true difference between my children who tend to win things and them is whether or not they participate. I asked them to raise their hands and tell me who had been a part of the contest. And it was almost no one. And I asked them, if you don't show up, do you have a chance to win? And man, they took that in way better than any adult ever has, right? I said, why don't you show up and give my children a run for their money? Make it hard for them to win. Give them strong, consistent competition. Get in there and do your best. Now, a few of them shared with me things that would get in the way. One said, you know, my parents won't help me. I said, okay, fair enough. So who else can you ask for help? He looked completely shattered. He had no idea. I said, well, one person would be your teacher. Another would be me. Ask me. I'm here. Ask anyone. Ask anyone that can help you to help you. Look around. Beloved, look around. You have people all around you. What are you missing? Are you missing knowledge and experience? What are you missing? Are you missing technical ability? For example, my producer, Michelle, who asked me to do this, I wouldn't be doing this without her. She does all the editing and things like that. And maybe could I do that? Maybe, but guess what? I don't know how, and I don't have to because I have someone to help me. There are people to help you too. I don't care who you are. You can't tell me you have no one. There are people. There's community. And so I spoke to these children about showing up, about participating and trying. And what I was trying to get Phoenix to share with you in her interview is that, yes, we can just participate, right? We can just come in and do the bare minimum. And if you're good with that, great. But if you can't do that without resenting the person who puts all of their energy and effort and ability into it and follows the guidelines, right? Because sometimes there are rules. We live in a physical world. Sometimes you have to do something in a certain way. If you're not willing to do all that, then you need to be thrilled for the person who is. And if you catch yourself being the least bit jealous, beloved, that means you need to show up. There were a lot of things going on recently at the kids' school, and almost none of their peers participated. There was a lot of participation in the school, but not in their grade level. They had a storybook pumpkin creating contest, and a couple of different art contests, and the invention convention, all of this of which very small representation from their direct peers. I feel like I need to warn all of the leaders of these things the next time, because I think they're going to show up in record numbers. By the end of my very short conversation with them, they were chanting, "Just show up." I was like, "What do you have to do to win?" And they'd say, "Just show up." "What do you have to do to be successful?" "Just show up." "What do you have to do to feel proud of yourself?" "Just show up." And understand that if you get in there and you do your very best, that that is enough. But if you just get in there and you barely try, of course it's not. Of course it's not. And maybe it's just that you don't know what it means to try yet. I told them that too. Man, kids were so much more receptive of that than I think adults can be. But maybe today you'll be inspired to be so. I told them, one of the things you may learn when you fail is that what you thought was your best is anything but. Sometimes we need to fail in order to recognize what we're truly capable of. It's a very famous quote, something about the difference between someone truly successful and you is that they have failed more times than you have. So, beloved, let's show up. Let's fail. Let's succeed. And let's be proud of each other all along the way.
Thank you for listening.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook. Yeah.